You're listening to SBS News.
Good evening. I can now announce the result of the ballot held this afternoon. I'll read the names of the candidates in alphabetical order with the number of votes secured by that candidate.
The Conservative Party's 358 members of parliament have begun the process of choosing their next leader and the country's. It's just the first round of voting in the race to replace Boris Johnson, with several still to go. But already, a frontrunner is emerging. Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of the Conservative 1922 committee overseeing the contest, read out the results in a crowded room in the House of Commons.
Badenoch, 40. Braverman, 32. Hunt, 18. Mordaunt, 67. Sunak, 88. Truss, 50. Tugendhat, 37. Zahawi, 25.
At 88 votes, former Chancellor Rishi Sunak has scored the support of more Conservative MPs than any other candidate. He was followed in a surprise showing by former Defence Secretary Penny Mordaunt with 67 votes. A new survey has found the Brexit supporter is the overwhelming favourite of Conservative Party members, who'll get to choose who wins between the final two runners. The 49-year-old has told supporters at her launch event in London that the British public is fed up with divisive politics.
Recently, I think our party has lost its sense of self. If I can compare it to being in the Glastonbury audience when Paul McCartney was playing his set, we indulged all those new tunes, but what we really wanted was the good old stuff that we all knew the words to. Low tax, small state, personal responsibility.
Yes.
We need to get back to that because we've got some really serious challenges ahead.
At just 50 votes, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will have been slightly disappointed with her result, while the other three remaining contenders scored lower still, making them long shots. Two candidates were knocked out altogether after failing to meet the required threshold of 30 votes. Of the six leadership contenders who remain, four are women and half are from ethnic minority backgrounds.
Stop a minute.
The man the candidates are seeking to replace was in a jovial mood at the first Prime Minister's questions since his resignation. Outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told the Parliament he's leaving with his head held high.
And it's perfectly true that I leave not at a time of my choosing. And it's absolutely true. But I am proud of the fantastic teamwork that has been involved in all of those projects, both nationally and internationally, Mr. Speaker. And I'm also proud of the leadership that I have given. And I will be leaving, Mr. Speaker. I will be leaving soon with my head held high.
The soon-to-be ex-Prime Minister is refusing to say who he'd like to move into Downing Street.
Any one of them would wipe the floor with Captain Crasheroony Snoozefest, Mr. Speaker. And after a few weeks' time, that is exactly what they will do. They will unite around the winner and do just that.
That quip a reference to Keir Starmer, whose Labour Party continues to hold a double-figure lead in the polls. The opposition leader was targeting Conservative frontrunner Rishi Sunak, whose resignation as Finance Minister last week helped precipitate Mr. Johnson's fall.
Last week he resigned, accusing the Prime Minister of not conducting government properly, competently or seriously. He suggested the Prime Minister is not prepared to work hard or take difficult decisions, and implied that the Prime Minister cannot tell the public the truth. Yesterday he claimed his big plan is to rebuild the economy. Now, even the Prime Minister must be impressed by that Johnsonian brass neckery. Can the Prime Minister think of any jobs his former Chancellor may have had that means he bears some responsibility for an economy that he now claims is broken?
Conservative MPs will hold several more ballots to continue eliminating candidates down to the final two by July 21. Then 200,000 Conservative Party members across the country will vote in a runoff poll to choose the next leader, who's expected to be announced on the 5th of September. Claire Slattery, SBS News.